Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white.
Drink blue and light.
Thank you. That is the voice of Andrew P. Shea. I'm Jim Galante. The guys are out today, Ross and Bob. They're covering the NFL draft. So boys, it's me and you, Andy.
Boys are in Nashville for the weekend, for the, you know, the weekend. For the entire length of the NFL draft. Enjoy yourselves. It's a great city. I've been there a couple times.
A lot of fun. I suspect they'll be out on the town enjoying a Labatt Blue or two. Tell you what, Andy, you're moving over to the big seat today. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right.
Seems like we just did this a few weeks ago, but maybe that was just me.
All right. Well, anyway, here's what we got on schedule for today. First of all, quarter number one, we're going to go through our news and notes, of course. Quarter number two, instead of Tucker's tape, it's going to be Andy's tape.
This will be interesting.
Yeah, we're going to get some of your takes on this 2019 recruiting class. I know as Ross has been going through his countdown, you have some of your own thoughts on that class.
I do. I'm not going to reveal any of Ross's top 11 or 12 because that's where we stopped the last time we did it. But
okay, well then in quarter number three, a special Ask Andy edition of Ask Ross.
Yeah, this one I'm always nervous about, but I'm ready.
All right. And finally, in quarter number four, because I can't get enough of the transfer portal and Tommy Stevens, we're going to try to take a little different angle on it, talk about what is the ramifications of it going forward. So I am looking forward to that, Andy. I hope you are too. But let's get started with the news. And we're going to start somewhere that I'm really just crazy about this. We got tweeted out a couple of numbers by Micah Parson and Jason Owe, which apparently are their 40 times. And are you ready for these numbers?
I am.
Micah ran a 4.41. Jason Owe, 4.33.
Yeah, those first 10 steps of the 40 that for Owe in the blue-white game, you saw step number one and two as to how fast that was when he went around that not-ready-for-primetime Penn State young offensive tackle. You got a taste of it. These guys have had a running feud ever since they got on campus about who's faster, who's stronger, who's, you know, the speed thing is where they've landed on. Who's better? Who's going to have more impact? They're friends in a public kind of, like, they kind of shade each other on social media in a good kind of way, but they've had this running feud, and the controversy for them, those two, has landed on who's faster. So, I mean, the numbers tell you, Jason Owe might be a little faster than Micah Parsons.
But did you hear Micah's note about he's faster for the first 10 yards or so?
I told you about the first 10 steps.
Micah said he's faster than Owe for those first 10 yards.
I'm not so sure about that. I know Jason's got a little bit of a longer stride, and that's going to help him. Remember, like, Mike Kosicki never looked like super football fast. Like, he was extremely athletic, but when he ran the 40 at the combine because of that long stride, look at him glide. And I when I see Owe come off the edge and play at Penn State, I see like a not necessarily a football fast guy, but a speed fast glider that is sneaky. Here's the bottom line. These two guys are both fairly young. They're going to have an impact on Penn State defensively, at least for the next two seasons, 2019, 2020. And oh, by the way, for their size and height and weight, they're really, really fast. And that's all you need to know. And they're both going to be impact players.
Two last notes. One of them, and I can't give the exact numbers, but I believe there was reference to improved times over a year, like a tenth of a second better, which is incredible on
for
a 40.
For that short of a distance.
And the other thing, let me just give you a couple other numbers. Jason Oway listed at 6'5", 250, and Micah Amir, 6'3", 245. So there those are also pretty big boys moving like that. So,
fast dudes.
Yes, that's bodes well for this team. All right, let's move on. New recruit this week. Young man by the name of Nicholas Dawkins, 6'4", 300-pounder out of Parkland High School in Allentown, 3-star, and what I am really fascinated by is he is the son of former basketball player Daryl Dawkins.
Chocolate, what'd they
Thunder,
call
him? Chocolate Thunder.
Remember him for the playing for the 76ers back when I used to watch the NBA? Yes, I'm revealing that I do not watch much NBA anymore. My son tries to drag me in kicking and screaming, and I'm like, yeah, I can't do it.
As someone who did watch NBA back then also a lot, he was pretty athletic, and I looked it up just to check. He was 6'11". They say 250. I got a feeling he was a few, to use Coach Franklin's terms, a few cheeseburgers more than 250. But he was very athletic. So this guy, Nicholas Dawkins, is coming from some pretty athletic genes.
He's big. He's an inside guy for sure, as Ross would like to, as you like to say, Ross says. I like that I did go back and I watched some high school tape on him at Parkland just to get a thing. He's definitely an inside guy. I think he's got some project type work that needs to be done on him. But look, here's what Penn State has done well in the last two and now three recruiting classes: inside offensive linemen, inside offensive linemen. So they're really the only need moving forward in the 2020 class as it comes to offensive linemen with yet another recruit. And I think he's going to get his – I think he's going to be a 4-star by the time it's all said and done. I really do. I think they just need to land an offensive tackle or two. They don't have to land a 5-stars and those kind of guys. They just need what they're looking for in offensive tackles, which is a little bit of – you know, Will Fries combined with Ryan Bates. That's what they're looking for in a tackle. They're not looking for your prototype left tackle. They're looking for a little more athletic, a little guys that can shuffle left and right. They're not looking for a specific, you know, Rasheed Wallace type left tackle. They'll take them, but that's not what they necessarily describe as their needs. That's just my opinion, looking at the recruiting they've done at the tackle, offensive tackle position in the last 3 years. That's it. Another inside guy. And you know, I think they're fine on the inside in terms of the offensive line.
All right. You are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Well, that was the recruit that they did get. There was one that they didn't get, and this is one that we've been talking about for a few years now. Brian Bressey, considered by some the number one recruit in the country.
Correct.
Out of Maryland, a territory that Penn State likes to feel is their home turf.
Mid-Atlantic region.
So, and we on the Keystone Kickoff Show have talked for years about getting those elite defensive linemen. Well, Mr. Bressey decided to take his talents to Clemson, and it's hard to blame him. What a great program. But Penn State's been after this guy for several years. I'm asking you, Andy, big deal, little deal that they didn't get him?
To me, it's no deal. I know Ross is big on saying they've got to win one of these eventually. It's hard to see them winning one right now against the likes of Clemson because they're sending three defensive linemen that are going to be, you know, high NFL draft picks. You know, day one, day two type draft picks. They've got three of them this year. So, A, they have opportunity. Not that there's opportunity at Penn State. But eventually you have to think that they would get one of these guys. But it's not a big deal to me because I think Penn State has to continue. It's the hardest position to recruit. It's a very important position. They have to keep being in the conversation. They were one of the three finalists for this guy. They've come close before. They got to just land the right guy at the right time. They got the right guy at the right time in 2018, which was the linebacker from Harrisburg. In, out, thought he was going to go. They got him. It's going to take another 2 or 3 years for them and somebody that they recruited at the defensive tackle position that matriculates to a very good slash elite inside guy. When's the last time one of their guys did that? They need somebody to sort of overperform at Penn State before they can really start thinking about landing one of these guys, unless they have a slam dunk where it's like, I'm going to Penn State no matter what.
I'm not going to go into panic mode over it, Andy, but James Franklin has talked about, would he use the words great to elite? And this is the Clemson is elite. These are the players you get to be an elite team.
Correct.
And I don't think Penn State is going to go into Clemson's backyard and get a player of that caliber. Now you can't let Clemson come up here and get someone like that who's in your backyard. So even if not a big deal, I think it's at least a little deal. And
Clemson's picking and choosing right now. Trevor Lawrence walked into Ohio, heart of Ohio State territory, and plucked him. Said, yep, we want you to be our guy.
Well, and that's what makes Alabama elite. It's what makes right. Clemson elite. Georgia is elite.
Yep.
Ohio State is elite. What is it?
It's one
getting
guy,
this guy, though, is what's going to make Penn State elite. And until they do, they're not going to be elite.
Before you get one of those guys, you've got to have one of your guys overperform. Look at the quarterback position at Penn State. Look at the quarterbacks they get. Penn State has not traditionally been a quarterback-type school, right? We can say that. They're doing outstanding development. Running back, Saquon Barkley. Quarterback, Trace McSorley. They overperformed for the recruits that they were, and they've changed the periscope from Penn State at that position. Once one guy does that, then Penn State's in a better position at the defensive tackle to actually get one of these guys. Like I said, unless it just happens by natural causes that somebody was going to go to Penn State, the first step they need is somebody to overperform, and I think James knows that. I really do.
All right, I'll let you have the last word on that. Let's get to one other item. Just real quickly, a gentleman by the name of Marty Blazer, he's the guy who's in the middle of the whole college basketball, implicated Aaron Maben, Larry Johnson at Penn State,
yep.
Allegedly looked to give $10,000 to Maben's father to keep Maben from going in the draft. My only question is, if you're going to go number 11 in the draft, what does $10,000 mean to you? Something doesn't seem right here.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a big deal.
It just doesn't quite add up, and it's not a big deal to me either, because it doesn't affect anything, a.k.a. the sanctions, is what's happening now.
All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around, quarter number two. We're going to get Andy's take on the 2019 recruiting class.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.